report finds that the requirements set forth in Commonwealth v. Baker have been met. Specifically, the court finds that the Commonwealth knowingly or intentionally presented false or misleading information to the grand jury, and the false testimony substantially influenced the grand jury's decision to indict Mr. Henderson. As a result of that, Mr. Henderson's motion to dismiss the indictment without prejudice is granted. Now, that has two immediate consequences. One, I guess, is immediate. One is perhaps not as immediate. Number one, Mr. Henderson is to be released from custody. Number two, the Commonwealth may still represent the case to a different grand jury. I'm not going to weigh in on who does that, but it would be this court's strong advice that Mr. Bowling not be involved in the presentation to the grand jury.